Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 139 for Wednesday, November 9th. I'm Phil France Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Wednesday morning as markets reacted to the U.S. election and awaited the USDA's latest supply-demand report. Canola was trading within a dollar of unchanged, with the January contract holding steady at $510.40 per ton. Financial markets were roiled by the U.S. election outcome, which saw Donald Trump win the presidency. The Canadian dollar was down sharply, and that was supportive for canola. Soybeans were also down overnight, but were back to unchanged and a little higher Wednesday morning, while soy oil was still down. Beyond the election-related positioning, the grain and oilseed markets are also awaiting the USDA's monthly supply-demand report that's due out later this morning. Improving Canadian harvest weather and good South American planting conditions were weighing somewhat on prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley, they're all untraded. In the U.S., activity is mixed. While the unexpected Trump election win initially weighed on prices in overnight activity, soybeans were posting small gains as the day progressed, with attention shifting to the monthly USDA report. Soybeans, they're up 4 to 6 cents, the January contract up 5 at 10.16 per bushel. Traders are generally anticipating an upward revision to the U.S. soybean production number in today's report, as harvest reports have typically beat expectations. While U.S. soybean supplies are large, the international demand is also solid, with weakness in the U.S. dollar possibly encouraging more global buying interest. For corn, prices, they're steady to down 1 cent now, the December contract down a penny at $3.53 per bushel. Average trade guesses are for a slight downward revision to the U.S. corn crop in today's USDA report, although South American production estimates are rising. Losses in crude oil today were somewhat bearish for corn, given the grain's connection to ethanol production. Wheat prices, they're up a penny to down 4 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 1 at $4.16 per bushel. Traders will be watching today's USDA report for any adjustments to the world wheat stocks numbers, with general expectations for a slight tightening of supplies. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France Workington.